everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are talking with Mr. Scott Sherwin of Sales Mastery Consultants, a franchisee of Sandler Training, one of the largest training organizations in the world. And we're talking to you about an upcoming presentation that you're going to be doing for CU Members Mortgage 2019 Roadshow. And it's entitled, Can't We All Just Get Along? But before that, how are you, Scott?
I am fantastic, Michael. Thank you so much for doing this. It gives us a little bit of fun.
Indeed, yeah. So let's dive into this. So give us a quick summary on Can't We All Just Get Along, your presentation for the Roadshow.
Appreciate the question. In a nutshell, I work with business leaders, business development. I work with customer service, salespeople, all the people side of it. And the issue is human beings have issues. And the issues are usually within themselves, but they also believe their issues are no one else's issues. Mm-hmm. What we're going to talk about are how different people communicate, why they communicate that way, and how you can say to yourself, hey, no wonder I feel that way when they say this and I react, or when they say something, I react either positive or negative. And we're going to understand that, A, about ourselves, and B, how do I adjust and make people more comfortable around me, specifically members, CU members. How do I understand their personality styles, their motivations? Mm-hmm. How do I deal with them better? So it's going to be a fun opportunity for us to kind of engage different ways human beings do that and take control of it.
Yeah, it's all about kind of, it sounds like you're just empowering the relationship or enhancing the relationship, shall I say. And you are the fine expert in that area because you've had years and years of sales training and all this type of stuff, and obviously you're running your own show now, so that's a pretty good deal here. And so you're going to pass on this information to these folks here at the CU Members Mortgage Roadshow, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The key to all this is that everybody has an open mind and laugh a little bit, because we're going to laugh at ourselves. We're going to talk about our listening skills or lack of what we don't hear, and what if we did hear it, how could we make it better? What are we leaving on the table with relationships, with stress and everything else, but not really understanding other people? So we're going to give a really simple way to do that for the members.
All right. And so within your presentation, there are four human behavior styles to understand our own motivations and then how we affect others. Can you quickly outline these four behavior styles for us?
I can do that. I'll make it even better for you.
Sure.
So think of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as one personality style.
Oh, boy.
Think of Jim Carrey and Robin Williams as another one. Think of Mother Teresa, maybe Tom Hanks as another one, and think of Spock, or think of anyone who's in the IT or technical institute. Whatever they do, they're different people. And the reality is people have different motivations. They look at the world, they see the world, they communicate with the world different. And when somebody is the opposite of you, we set up paradigms and we set up our own walls that we put up because it's not us. We're going to learn how to identify them and adjust. And when we can adjust, which I mean by stretching that rubber band a little bit, Michael, you can adjust, get guts, get a little bit out of your comfort zone to really create and have a ability to trust each other.
Indeed. And that's what it's all about, especially when you gain that trust, you can do business with somebody. And that's what it's all about here. So why is this topic so important today? Why is it, you know, obviously it's important 10 years ago, but it seems like it's more important today, especially with the pace of business running so fast these days.
I love rhetorical questions because all we have to do is turn on the news, and we know people are in their own world and they get offended sometimes, either politically or in business, or they make assumptions of what other people are saying or thinking. And why it's so important is people have gone away from one-on-one contact, and they communicate by phones, and they communicate by email, and those tones are interpreted. Those tones are never interpreted properly. Mm-hmm. And so when we have the opportunity to deal with people and form relationships, and this is a relationship business, what I do and what you do and what the people at CU and the members do, unless you understand that, then it's going to hurt you with your competitor because they're not going to understand the person you're dealing with. It's going to hurt you with your coworkers, mm-hmm. and with your family. And everything we're going to teach is really based on clinical psychology and communication skills. It's a lot of logic to it, but I'm going to maybe make it easy for all of us to be able to do it.
Can you Can you give us one nugget? I don't want to steal your thunder, but can you give us one nugget on how this can work? Because like you said, there are so many channels out there to communicate with. It's easy to misunderstand somebody or be misrepresented. Can you give us one tiny little nugget?
What I hear you saying is that sometimes people don't listen properly. Sometimes they misinterpret. You put up your phone, which shows me sometimes they don't communicate and they look at tone. What I explained is called paraphrasing. Is that, did I get what you just asked correctly? So what a way of communicating sometimes is feeding back what you just heard for someone to make sure you're on the same page. That's simple. A simple way. It's one of many ideas we're going to talk about. The main ideas are going to be the four personality styles. But first, we're going to talk about why we don't listen, what stops us from listening, but how do we bond and rapport with people naturally where that trust happens. Mm-hmm. And paraphrasing back to you is a simple step of validating what you just said, and you feel like I was, well, we won't talk about my wife and how husbands and wife don't listen, but sometimes we just say yes dear at the end, but we didn't hear what came in front of it. We're going to learn to understand it and then say yes dear. Yeah. How about that?
Isn't that kind of like a affirmation, basically? I hear what you're saying, and then here's my response to what you're saying.
It is, because people are stroke deprived, and what I mean by that is people are run so fast, they don't get that I appreciate that question sincerely.
Yep.
People appreciate what you say when they know you're listening, because your value is determined more by the information you gather, Michael, than by the information you throw up on people.
Yep.
And our listening skills are the worst. In this country, they're bad. And in business, they're bad because we have our own agendas. Let's take a deep breath and make it about the other person, mm-hmm. and they'll want to do business and consult with us for their reasons, not for ours. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, totally. And this is a question just off the top of my head. Has social media made us better listeners or worse listeners, because there's so much information out there right now?
Well, it's interesting. I saw a movie the other day, and I think it was on the plane. It was called Eighth Grade, and it showed what really happens in eighth grade. And if a 14 or 15-year-old girl doesn't get a like, they get depressed. But if someone doesn't do a thumbs up or thumbs down, they actually determine how they feel by other people, by little symbols. And it's so prevalent today, mm-hmm. and we use the phone and the internet and everything so fast. We make assumptions that people are on the same page.
Right.
But I believe, this is personal opinion, and studies will validate that, it's hurting our children, it's hurting our ability to communicate, and it's taken away the art of speaking to someone and empathy, of letting people know you really understand and want to talk to them.
Yep. Yeah, and I just got back from a major conference in our industry, and obviously, you know, texting and emailing and doing this digital stuff is fantastic, but there's still, everyone agrees, like, there's still nothing better than the face-to-face meeting, because you can see the people, you can kind of get a feeling of them and all that type of stuff. That person-to-person meeting, there's still nothing better than that, even in today's digital age.
I agree. And what you do for a living with marketing, your goal is to connect people. You need to connect them. But people who don't use social media correctly, and that's all they do, they're not connecting.
Yeah.
The message is in there, and they're not resonating. They're fishing. They're hopefully they get a nibble, but they're not getting a relationship.
Right.
Your job and mine is very similar. We want people to engage with each other and have emotion. And when you have emotion, you can have a relationship. When you're intellectual and put yes and no, you don't have relationships.
Right. And so let's bring it back around to the sales process, which you are an expert in, obviously. So how does all this affect the sales process? Because you mentioned earlier the word trust, which is so huge in the sales process. So kind of bringing it full circle here, what are the goals here with all of this, with your presentation?
Well, it's a great question, and I'm going to try to give you a short answer, so stop me. Give me a timeout.
No, take your time.
But going back to psychology for a moment, we have to understand all of us have a parent, an adult, and a child in us. And our child comes out as the me, 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 I want to get my needs met. I get defensive. I get frustrated. I get lonely. All those are child feelings. And there's also adult feelings. You can become a critical adult. You become a nurturing adult. And a nurturing adult asks questions and is interested, not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
An adult out of those three, parent, adult, child, is logic. And I believe communication's broken down because we're coming from our child. We're thinking about what is that, how does that affect me, versus having agreements with people, having mutual understandings with people, and validating that. We call that having mutual upfront contracts. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about that in the training, but in reality, you can't move something forward when you're guessing, and you must have agreements with people that this is how we're going to proceed. Mm-hmm. This is what you're going to say. This is what I'm going to say. Here's the outcome. And know it ahead of time. Instead of doing this and worrying about my child, what do they think of me? Or do they like me? And there's so many things that we hold ourselves back as sales professionals because our child gets in the way so much. So the rule is bring your nurturing parent and your adult into the meeting and leave your child in the car with the window. So if it, obviously we got to do the windows crack, but what happens is that stops us cold. It doesn't. We make it about ourselves,
yeah,
not about them when that happens.
Oh, fantastic. That's a great...
Hope that makes sense for a one-minute speech.
Oh, my gosh. That was clear as a bell now. Thank you for that. Cool. Thank you for that. To wrap up here, anything else? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up here, Scott? I mean, I know this is a very timely topic and I think a very compelling one at the same time. So any final words of wisdom to wrap up here?
Final words of wisdom of whoever is attending the session... Take a deep breath, relax, and have some fun.
Yeah,
because this is about change, and a lot of people I talk to change in three different ways. Hey, love being here, great stuff. I'm going to take it with me. I'm going to learn it. One, number two, I was told to be here, but I'll sit through it. And number three is I don't want to be here, but I have to be here, so I might as well put up with it. But when's this over with? Thank God, there's not number two and three, only number ones. Everyone's going to be there because they want to.
Yeah.
But let's just have fun with it and have an open conversation. And I expect a really good crowd.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I agree too. I think when you have fun with it, I think it sticks better when you have fun with it, and you're more able to apply it as well because it stays with you. So
we got to laugh at ourselves.
Indeed. Great point. Good one to end on. Oh, last thing, Scott. Where can we find out more about you and this topic as well?
You can go to my website. It's www. Boy, I didn't even have to, you can tell I'm not a millennial. Salesmastery.sandler, SANDLER.com. And anything about me, I have a location in Texas, and it takes me wherever it does around the world to help people out. But generally, my location is Texas, and wherever they grab me, right?
Right on. Good stuff, Scott. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Scott Sherwin, Sales Mastery Consultants. Go check them out. Well done, sir.